It's just gone now 16 minutes after 10. It is time for a Youth Kit right here on The Weekend Explosion. As promised you, we have a beautiful interview with the Pooja Superstar. So yes, it is time right now for Youth Kit. Now we are live on Facebook, so do log on. Now our nation's prime objective this Animal Anti-Cruelty Month is to promote kindness and prevent or suppress cruelty to animals. The anti-cruelty law penalizes acts of cruelty to animals. It includes acts such as beating, torturing or killing animals, as well as organizing animal fights or using animals for experimentation without proper authority. Now joining us in studio to talk more about this is a youth. She is Pooja Superstar, 29 years old from Chatsworth, pursuing life with a strong passion for animal welfare and equality for all beings. She's also a practicing candidate attorney and animal activist. She's been an active volunteer at various animal rescue shelters and a vegetarian, mind you, at the age of 19 to honor animals and their welfare, saving thousands of cats and dogs and other domestic wild animals. Pooja believes that she has realized her life's purpose. Good morning and welcome to The Weekend Explosion, Pooja Superstar. How are you?
Good morning, Rivash, and good morning to all our listeners. I'm very well, thank you.
You most welcome. Thank you so much for making the way here to join us live in studio. Now, Pooja, would you provide some motivation on the drivers of your personal, very high-achieving spirit?
Wow, high achiever, huh?
Yeah.
As cliche as this may sound, Javash, of course, I have to put this on record. I'd be nothing without my mother. She's an extraordinary woman who's actually encouraged me to be the person I am today. Mm-hmm. And my sister as well, the second mother in my life. So, of course, that's definitely the biggest motivation. But other than that, I come from a very middle-class background in Chatsworth. I was born and raised there. And I think just noticing things around me, noticing neighbors and the way they treated animals, and even my own family, you know, it's a mindset that was always in the family that ran through generations. So I believe that if I could make the change, why can't somebody else do the same? In a broad spectrum, see, the thing with me is academics, sports, all of that is very important. I mean, I wouldn't have pursued forensics and LLB law degree if, you know, these things were not important to me. And I graduated and went through those painstaking exams. But something that clicked on a very early point in my life to me is that with academics or sports, to be the best, you have to compete to be number one. But with humanity or with being humane, the thing is, to be number one, all you have to do is try. And I think it's as simple as that. It's just something that we need to understand.
Yeah, understand and of course try, right?
Absolutely.
I love when you say that. Now, Pooja, welcome back. You are actively involved with a non-profit organization dealing with animals. Do you feel that as a society we have made moral progress against animal cruelty so far?
I'd like to start off with the positives. It's genuinely a wonderful, you know, time to be alive and to be a part of this generation where we've completely changed the perspective on how we treat our pets. I'm actually thrilled when I read news headlines that say more youth are actually buying property based on their animals and their preference than on ourselves. So, you know, that's great. And it's really something that I think we should focus on, the positives. But then at the same time, there's always going to be this sector of the community that would still ill-treat animals, they would still abuse their pets, they still believe that they need to get a cat or a dog just for guarding and for being in their yard.
Yes, very good point, yeah.
They still believe that wild animals are out there, so they should fend for themselves, and if they encounter one, they should just, you know, abuse them and go about their day. So, and I've actually, in my past experiences, I've seen some cases that were so gruesome, I think it's actually too gruesome to share with our audience. What I'd like to say based on that is karma is real, whether it is in
yes,
a certain religion.
It is real.
It's actually across every spectrum. If we have the 50% good of people that are actually working towards bettering our society in terms of how we treat animals, we do have that 50% bad. But my belief is, if the 50% good of us could come together and work together to bring in the other side, the 50%, and educate them, I believe there's so much that can be done through education. It's only through talking. You know, I've been to townships where animals were chained and they were kept without food and water for hours on end. They'd only get water that rain filled in a container in front of them after a rain, so you don't know when that water is coming in. They'd get bones after a meal, and remember, in these townships, that meal is coming after a good few days.
Yeah.
So I've seen the really harsh side, but you wouldn't believe it that all it needed was for me to go there and educate them, to speak to them. And of course, I'm not saying I had 100% success rate, but just talking to them, educating them and telling them that, you know, these animals also have a life that deserves equality is the same as us. I've seen such a change, and I've seen people actually taking recognition of that. They've actually started providing water, the basic necessities, water, food, genuine care. So I think that's a important point that we have to educate and spread the word.
100%. Now, Pooja, super sad for some youth who are not really into animals. This Animal Anti-Cruelty Month, how would you suggest they actively get involved?
Okay, so this one's super easy.
Yeah.
To get involved, you just got to reach out. You know, as I said earlier, in this generation, especially where we have social media at our fingertips. And I know, you know, even with my nephew, who's just over one, children as young as that have access to phones.
Yeah.
So I don't really see it as a reason for our teenagers and whether it's our elderly. Everyone has social media. They have access to the internet. All you've got to do is just do some research. You're going to check for a local shelter closest to you. You're going to reach out, call that number, WhatsApp that person, and make an appointment to go through. Play with those animals that are now awaiting their forever homes.
That's right. Now, Pooja Superstar, this is a question that I have been waiting the entire week to ask you, because it is very important. And also, I also want to know, you know, and I think it's very important that this question is asked, because people of their society needs to know, you know, as an attorney yourself, what are some of the legal implications if someone is caught offending animals?
Okay, so Rivash, did you know that if you changed your dog up, did you know that you could get imprisoned for 12 months? You could go to jail.
If you chain your dog.
For chaining your dog 24 hours in the day, did you know that you can get imprisoned for a whole year? Or you could get fined up to 40,000 rands.
Wow.
Now, I don't think anyone of us has that kind of money in our back pockets, firstly. And secondly, I don't think it's even humane for anyone of us to
do this. Even if you do have 50,000 in your back pocket, you should not be chaining your dog for 24 hours. So, guys, if you know of anyone that's chaining their dog up for 24 hours, Pooja, what can they do?
Yes. So, the first thing is, you're going to call your SPCA. If you're in Durban, your Durban Coastal SPCA, that's your go-to. Reach out to them, call them, try to get pictures of this dog that's being chained, whether it's your neighbor. And trust me, you know, I think the thing is, most people are just scared to take that first step. I was too. I didn't come from a background where this was a norm, where anybody was involved in rescue. But I've made that change and I feel so good about it. I wouldn't see my life anyway in any other way. So all you've got to do is try to get a picture, try to get some sort of confirmation that this is what's happening, some sort of proof, and reach out, call your SPCA. They are the only ones who has jurisdiction in actually going ahead with charging, pressing criminal charges against the perpetrator.
Great stuff. Now, very quickly, Pooja Superstar, we were talking about wild animals, and on our promo video that you can find on TikTok right now, you'll hear that Pooja Superstar speaks about monkeys. So let's talk about wild animals now. Let's take a step back very quickly and talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, as I said in the promo video as well, there's so much to touch on. Just before I get to monkeys, there's things like, I know we may not do this much in South Africa, but I see very often, and it's very disheartening, and I'd actually even go on air to say, I've seen family members, not of course my immediate family, but when they go on holiday to India, riding on an elephant's back, thinking that's cute, posting a picture. And I see people doing that. I see people going to Thailand and then going for a bird show where they're pulling out birds from all sorts of weird places. I've seen people going on dolphin expos where they are taking out cute pictures with dolphins dressed up in the water. These things are not okay. And I think this is where we need to spread the word. And it's very simple. It's a very simple way to actually think about this. Think about your own trials or your own somebody that you love. You would never want to put that person into that position. You would never want to get that person, have somebody sit on top of them and hit them on their head with a pick. That's what happens to an elephant every time you go for an elephant ride. That entire baggage that's on top of them. So that's where we at with those things. But in terms of monkeys, where I came to locally, something that is actually in our everyday life, we find so many knocked monkeys on our roads. And I think people are just out there to say, you know, let me shoot this monkey. Let me just, if I see the monkey running across the road, let me drive faster so I can actually knock it. I've seen this. I've heard this. And the thing is, if you think about it, years ago, where our houses are built now was actually forest. It was bush. It was where the monkeys lived. We have taken over their land. I think if anything, we should just be trying to live in harmony with them. I'm not saying feed them. I'm not saying, you know, you have to go out there and assist them personally. But I'm saying be able to live in harmony with them. Be able to desist from abusing them. And doing things, acts that's actually going to harm them.
That's 100% true. Now, Pooja Superstar, that's what I like about you. And that's what I like about this feature, Youth Kit, is that where we give the youth a voice, you know, so that our community, our nation can hear what or how our youth feels about these matters that are affecting society. So thank you so much for coming through. And of course, sharing your opinion, sharing your facts with us as well. We absolutely really do appreciate that, Pooja Superstar. So before you leave us, what's the one thing that you'd like to leave the listeners with?
The one thing that I'd like to leave the listeners with is, if not anything else, I hope I've sparked some sort of thought in you to actually make a positive change in the society around you, or if not in your own homes, in the way you treat animals, whether it's domestic or wild. Just think about it of being humane. That, I think that's the most important point. And if I look at it in the broad spectrum, it's towards all beings. Just acknowledge the fact that all beings should be able to live with equality and should be afforded the same quality of life as we do.
I wish I had more time with you, Pooja, for this particular interview. But if you have any more questions for Pooja, of course, you can send them through on our Facebook Live. That's happening right now. So do log on to the Lotus FM page. Pooja Superstar, thank you very much for making the way. Thank you for coming through and spending some time with us. And of course, sharing some very, very valuable information with us.
Thank you so much, Rivash, and Lotus FM for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Ah, you are most welcome. Thank you so much.
Lotus FM. Share the experience.
Experience.